Good morning. Come on out. Somebody just began to give God praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. I'm trying to get somebody to agree with me this morning. Come on now. Just begin to declare his glory. Come on now. Declare his majesty. Come on now. Hey, glory. Hey, shata. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through our mind and speak through our vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare and decree that this atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, this atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree that this atmosphere has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that this atmosphere is fertile, is pregnant with harvest, is pregnant with the seed time and harvest. Father, you said in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I don't care how long it's been since you made the promise. Father, when you made the promise, you are bound to your promise. You said that the promises of God in him are yes and in him, amen. Father, you're not a man that can lie. So, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we thank you in advance for the promise, woo, from your word. And, Father, you get shot to the bar. Oh, my God, come on now. Somebody just begin to give him praise. Oh, my, somebody just begin to bless him. Come on now. You are accessing right now the power of God's kingdom agenda. What is his kingdom agenda? First of all, you must understand what season you're in. You are in the season. 5785 is God's Hebrew calendar year. This is God's calendar according to his word. And it says it is your season. 5785 is your season of multiply and abundant grace. Let me say that again. This is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now, why is that so key? Because first of all, before I do this, let me just introduce myself. I'm Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Come on now, you better get this right now. The word was with Elohim, and the word is Elohim. So you cannot separate God from his word. Now, that was John chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, the word, he gave them his power to become the what? Sons of God. He gave him his power to become the what? Sons of God. He gave him his dunamis, his ability, his supernatural empowerment to become sons. Now, what you got to understand, and we're going to go through some of this today, that if you're created in God's image and after his likeness, you are spirit first. You possess, you have the soul. Now you can put on the mind of Christ. Okay, you have his mind. You have a soul. You have a soul. First, your spirit. You have a soul. And both entities are housed inside the shell of this body. Oh, come on now. I wish I had somebody that would just work with me today. See, when you understand that this word, no matter what the enemy tries to do, this word cannot be stopped. And when you find a promise in the word of God, now the devil, it begins to tremble because he has no defense against the word. This is why when he tried to crucify Jesus, he thought that he would have the same effect when he deceived Eve and then he caused Adam to disobey. Okay, so what you got to understand is know that God's plan will not be stopped. Now, God took 42 generations to have the bloodline cleansed, to have the word the word of God, which he gave an earthly name as Yahshua, okay? In English terms, we like to say Jesus, because there's no J in the Hebrew language. Yahshua is how it would have been pronounced in Hebrew. But listen, but when we understand that, first of all, our glory, woo, that this was the word from the beginning who took on, okay, let's go here, John chapter 1. That way we can just get on with this thing. Look, John chapter 1, let's go here. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, speak through my, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Now look at John chapter 1, verse 12, and then verse 14. Look at what it says. But to as many as received him, the word, he gave to them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Now look, now verse 14, look at what it says. And the word, talking about the same word from verse 1, was made what? Flesh. So which means he wasn't flesh in the beginning. He was spirit in the beginning. Because he's a part of the Godhead. These three are one. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, full of what? Grace and truth. What is this season? Your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Can we say that again? When God is multiplying grace in your life, he's also going to multiply truth. Why? Because the Bible says that the word was made flesh, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You can't multiply grace without multiplying truth. Oh, my God, you better get this morning. Our glory, this is why we learned yesterday that God's going to increase the revelation. This will be a season where God increases revelation in your life. Okay, so now, this will be a season, listen, of divine grace and completion, okay? The combination of the five and the seven points to a time of receiving God's grace for completing cycles and bringing God's divine fulfillment to promises that have been spoken over you, your family, your nation, your business, your ministries. Amen. This will be a time and season of renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the eight signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting, there will be a supernatural breakthrough and release leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life, even in seemingly dead situations. Hold on for just a minute. Amen and amen. Sorry about that. I had to turn off my heater. Listen. Number three, this is also will be the power, the time and season of the power of the mouth, the peh of God. This is a time especially where we must be mindful of what we speak. Why? Because according to Proverbs 18:21, the power of death and life is in the tongue. It's in your mouth. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority and power, releasing God's plan into the earth. So please, watch what comes out of your mouth, because you were made in God's image and after his likeness. What you speak comes to pass, good, bad, or indifferent. And number four, this will also be a time and season of rest and preparation. The number seven within the seven of 5785 highlights divine rest. Okay, divine, appointed spiritual rest in God's kingdom. Okay, which is not inactivity, but it's preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this is going to be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of life's journey. So when you understand that you are in a supernatural time, oh my God, come on now, you better get this. You are in a supernatural time. God is going to cause everything that he spoke over you and over your family, all the way back to Adam. God is going to restore. Woo, it's going to be a time of restoration in your life. I guess I'm just going to have to show you. Romans chapter 5. This is one of the scriptures that the Lord gave us. Romans chapter 5. Amen. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, in Jesus' mighty name. Once again, we are activating God's kingdom agenda in this season, 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Verse 19 and 20, for time's sake. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Are you getting this? Well, let's take it a little bit deeper, because we're right here in Romans, right? Let's go to Romans chapter 8, because I want you to see this in its fullness. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's go here. Amen. And for time's sake, see here. See this. See if this is the one that I want to use. Put on here. We're going to come back, but what I'm looking for is a specific word here, and I believe, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to come back to Romans. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay, this is what I want, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Come on now. Someone type, it is so. Now look, verse 17 through 21. Now let's get this. Now remember, I'm going to say it, then I'm going to show it to you. You can't do anything to become righteous. You were made the righteousness of God. Oh, good morning, Chet and Martha. You were made righteous. I pray you had a great time on your celebration trip out there where you were. I saw some of the pictures. Amen and amen. All glory. Therefore, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, if you have given your heart, your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have said, I want to make Christ, Yahshua, my Lord and Savior, I want Elohim to be my father. High glory. I want to be led by the Spirit, and I want to live by every word. High glory that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then someone type, high glory. I am a son of God. Come on now. If any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature or new creation. old things are passed away and all things. See, there's that power of all. See, you can't be restored without receiving this power of all. And all things are become new. Woo! Somebody better give God praise. Y'all, glory. Here it is. And all things are of God. High glory. And all things are of God who hath what? Reconciled us. Now, here's the key. And we're going to be on this particular, the catalasso of God. High glory. It means to return to favor, to be reconciled to one, and to receive one into favor. Come on now. Someone type, I receive his favor. I receive his favor. And all things are of God who has reconciled, returned us to favor to himself by who? Jesus Christ. So if sin came in by a man, the restoration of favor and grace and truth had to come by a man. Oh, come on now. Jesus was the man. He was the earthly representation from the kingdom of heaven. Oh, come on now. He was the word of God manifested in flesh. This is why in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and the word was made flesh and we beheld his glory. Come on now. And all things are of God who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, this word is the katalege of God, which means restoration to favor and the restoration of the favor of God to us that repent. Woo! Are you getting this? So when you repented, the Bible says that when you repent, he's faithful and just to forgive you. That means he releases you from every offense all the way back to Adam. So every sin, when you receive, here's the power of reconciliation. Woo, my God, my God. You've been reconciled. You've been returned. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're not the same little stupid young kid that did stupid stuff just to get attention. You're not that same old person that used to curse like a sailor, that used to drink, woo, like alcohol was being brought back to prohibition, who took drugs, who did whatever you did in the past. When you repented, woo, all things were destroyed, wiped clean. In other words, there was no more trace of it. This is why there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because once you've been wiped clean, it's not like it's been sealed and put somewhere. It's like it never existed from the beginning. Somebody better give God praise and say, I'm restored. Come on, type it right now. I'm restored. To wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed unto us the word. Now he's given us the word, the prophetic release of reconciliation. Woo! Now then we are present tense. We are ambassadors. We are representations. We are representatives of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So once you return to favor, you're put back into Christ. Paul said we were grafted in. In other words, the spot where we were taken from when the devil, the thief, now the thief has been caught, now the devil must return sevenfold. Come on, somebody give him praise. Someone type, woo. Come on now, someone type, I'm restored. Come on now, let me see your YouTube. Let me see your Facebook. Come on now, let me see your Instagram. Come on now. Come on now, Twitter. Type it, I'm restored. I'm restored. I'm restored. Now listen. Woo, my God, my God. If you're restored, that means you have change your mind. When you repent, change your mind leads to a change of life. Now you can begin to walk in your kingdom, dominion, and authority. Okay? So, this is why Genesis chapter 8 says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when we do the kingdom principle of Genesis 8, 22, seed time and harvest, now you're activating your power of restoration. Because the Bible says, God loveth a cheerful giver. For God so loved the world that he what? That he gave. Okay, this is kingdom. Remember, God's kingdom agenda is to have you return to your reconciliation, to the power that grace, that favor and truth is restored in your life. You're restored to favor and you're restored in favor because you're put back in Christ. Now, there are two ways to do it. You can either do it by sowing into the ministry, our glory, by using the PayPal or the Zelle. You can use the QR code right there and go straight to our PayPal. You can use your banking app, amen, and go, our glory, straight from your account, straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Okay, that's the first way. Now, then he says, for those who want to take it to the next level and you want to be, you want to have your seeds multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. Now you start doing Ezekiel 44:30, which is called the Terumah, when you put it into the hand of the priest and prophet who speaks the blessing of God over your life. I'm the priest and prophet over this ministry. So Ezekiel 44:30 says, and the first fruit, and the first of all first fruits of all things, and of every terumah, of all, of every sort of your terumah shall be the priest. And you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or may speak the blessing to rest in your house. As the priest and prophet over this ministry, when you sow seed, I speak the blessing of the Lord over your life. Now, when you use my Cash App at $Prophet M.D. Bryant, now I'm speaking the blessing of the Lord to be released quickly and expeditiously in your life. So sow the seed, the 5785, the 15785. Listen, we are trying to work. Listen, the Lord has called me to go back to school and get a MFA, which is a Master of Fine Arts, which is what in the fine arts world is considered their doctor's degree of learning. This is my next. See, if the Lord's sending me back to school, get ready. You're going back to get some training. But I need $700 this week so that way I got to go to the first 9 days of this, my God, of this program and go and meet my teachers and advisors and all that. And I need to get plane flights and all that to get everything solidified. So listen, use the 5785 seed. You might be able to do the whole $700. You might be able to do the 557.85 or the 157, whatever it is. Sow your best seed. And I'm speaking the blessing of the Lord right now over your seed. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree, as they sow seed, as they walk in their newness, old things are passed away, all things are new. Father, I declare the blessing of the Lord, your empowerment to prosper and be successful in their life. Father, I declare and decree that today this $700 bill shall be taken care of. High glory. Why? Because you said, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, and as I speak, it's being multiplied back to them. Father, we have caught the thief, and he must return sevenfold. He tried to disconnect us from our favor, from our grace, from our truth. And now we've received our ministry, our lifestyle of return to favor, our reconciliation. Father, old things have been wiped clean, no more destroyed, no more trace of sin. And we receive ourselves reconciled back to you. In Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We're going deeper into your restoration of favor. Be blessed.